Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Hall. Welcome to In the Bromo, a look behind the scenes at what's going on at the Hippodrome Theater and throughout the Bromo Tower Arts and Entertainment District. The holidays are upon us, and coming up at the Hippodrome next month, a popular family offering, A Christmas Story, the musical. My guest today is Matt Lenz, who directs this acclaimed touring production, which comes to town December 6th. He joins me on the phone from Utica, New York. Good afternoon. Good to talk to you.
Hi, Tom. Yeah, thanks a lot.
So this is a story that came out of a guy named Gene Shepherd. He was a radio guy and a comic and a writer. Tell us a little bit about Mr. Shepherd and how this story developed.
Yeah, well, he was legendary. Wrote a lot about the Midwest and was a great humorist, as you said. And in 1983, a guy named Joseph Robinette wrote a movie called A Christmas Story and became a sort of cult hit. As you know, anybody who ever has the TV on around the holidays knows. And in 2012, it was made into a Broadway musical. And so we're here to do that.
Yeah,
we'll be in Baltimore soon.
It's so. About a young man, Ralphie Parker, and the only thing he wants for Christmas is a Red Ryder carbon action 200-shot range model air rifle. Interesting. Does the musical hew pretty closely to the movie?
You know, it does. Certainly meets, I think, all of the expectations of people that love the movie. We've got, you know, the bunny suit and the leg lamp and you know, as you said, the BB gun and all of that kind of stuff. It very much does tell the same story. But they've done a masterful job, really, the composer and lyricist, putting, you know, interpolating the music into this. A guy named Benj Pasek and Justin Paul wrote the Tony-nominated score. You know, it's got songs like Ralphie to the Rescue and You'll Shoot Your Eye Out and Major Award, which is the When the Old Man Gets the Leg Lamp. So they've done a really terrific job of expanding it. And, you know, it certainly is one of those stories that has accommodated music really well. One of the best film adaptations, I think, to the stage that we've seen in a long time. So,
do you have a challenge as a director, given the fact that the movie is so well known, to make the musical, the stage adaptation, look like the movie? Is that a tough thing?
Well, yeah. I mean, to some degree. I mean, you know, with something like this that's so beloved, you certainly want to live up to the expectation of people that are coming to see this. You know, you don't want people walking in and seeing something that they don't recognize. So, yes, we certainly try to make it feel familiar, but also, as I said, the addition of the songs and all of that have really create for a lot of freshness and a lot of new surprises for people. But it's funny, you know, when when Ralphie's opening up a package and the audience starts to snicker, you know, 10 seconds before he opens it, knowing that it's going to be the bunny suit, it's fun. It's got its own nostalgia that surrounds it.
Yeah, actually, yeah. So. Built-in audience expectations. All right, well, Matt Lenz, great to talk to you and break a leg with the show. Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot. Hope to see you in Baltimore.
Matt Lenz is the director of A Christmas Story, the musical. It's coming to the Hippodrome Theater from Tuesday, the 6th of December, through Sunday, the 11th of December. After that, at the Hippodrome, it's The Nutcracker with the Moscow Ballet. And just after Christmas, A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder. Come to WIPR.org/inthebromo for a link to more information about all the shows at the Hippodrome. That's it for this edition of In the Bromo, our monthly look at what's going on throughout the Bromo Tower Arts and Entertainment District. For 88.1 WIPR, your NPR news station, I'm Tom Hall. Have a great weekend. Have a happy Thanksgiving.